The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The Sklar brothers are coming in here today, aren't they? Both of them.
Both of them?
And double days. Zipping.
Yeah, and they're
twins on 2 days for two shows.
Twin Thursday, Friday. And I said maybe bring Jason in Thursday and Randy in Friday.
Oh, I don't know if you can do that.
I don't know what to do with them. So we'll bring them both in. Sklar brothers will join us a little later. They're fun. I haven't talked to them for a little bit.
You haven't done voicemail for them in a while?
No, during pandemic, I did a few things, and it was fun, and then I did or the last thing I did. I don't remember.
Did
I think
anger
it was a
them?
Ray Lewis thing. No. Oh, no, it was a Chris Berman. I'd call him as Chris Berman here and there. I don't know what. I don't know. Maybe I did anger them. We'll find out. But every time they're here, they're like, oh, we'd love you to call and do this. And then I do it a couple times, and then I'm hated. What are you going to do? It is opening day for baseball, by the way. You got that going on all day long, which ain't such a bad thing. Now, who do the Sox start with?
Houston in Houston.
Oh, you got to kick off with the champs, getting their rings.
Starting it early.
That's a nice thing. You can watch all the games at Hooters. They bring you the Brady Report, and then they bring you great TVs, great wings, fun people, beers all over the place, and you know what? Even good salads. We had a salad there last time. I'm like, that's a damn fine salad. Hooters has it all. The TVs will be on. Baseball going all day long, and you'll be blown away at baseball now with that pitch clock because it doesn't take up your whole day anymore. It's amazing how fast the games go. Also, Hooters appreciates all the men and women in uniform. So if you bring your military ID, anytime you go to Hooters, you bring a military ID, they're going to knock 10% off your bill. That's great stuff. Every day, only at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy opening day.
Yeah. Glorious.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts about baseball. There once was a three-way pro baseball game in 1944.
Was that Transvengeance Day as well?
Were the bananas playing?
Get your bats and the bananas will take us on.
The Yankees, Dodgers, and Giants played to raise money for World War II.
Wow.
Each team batted three times against both other teams, pitching and defense. The Dodgers won.
I have no clue how that worked.
Yeah, I don't either.
The New York Yankees have the best winning percentage of any Major League Baseball franchise. Since they were founded in 1903, they've won 57% of their games.
Yeah. There are also 27 championships in Yankee history, which tells me that they've had the most successful.
The worst winning percentage.
And the most money.
The worst winning percentage in baseball history. So in the beginning of time.
So far. Well,
the Reds.
The current team.
No.
Cubs. They've been around the longest.
Can't be the Cubs.
No, it's not.
Tigers.
No, sir.
Pirates were pretty darn good.
It's a newer team.
Oh.
Rays. Rockies. No, the Rays actually have a pretty good the Diamondbacks have a worse The Diamondbacks have a worse record than the Rays.
Miami Marlins.
They were a game different.
Last 46%. There are five MLB teams that have won every time they've been in the World Series.
Five that have been every time they've gone?
Is it the Giants?
No, the Giants lost to the Angels in 2002.
Well, that's right.
We named the worst winning percentage. That's for one.
The Marlins have won it both times they've been in it. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Tigers? They're not in it too often.
Royals?
Twins?
You're missing our. And then did you say that you said
the Diamondbacks are 1-1?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess one counts.
One. Yep.
Let's see. What else is there?
What'd you say, Brett? Did you say
the Royals?
No.
No. Who else?
Toronto Twins. Blue Jays.
Oh yeah.
3-0.
Los Angeles Angels.
2-0.
And the Nationals.
2-0. 1-0.
Well, the Angels got theirs in, when did they get theirs? 2002. Was that the Giants series, right?
Yeah.
And five teams have lost every time they've been in the World Series.
Oh, wow.
Phillies up until...
I have no idea. What
Padres.
Is
they finally got one.
They've Rangers. Won. Tampa Bay Rays. They're all 0-2.
I don't remember the Rangers.
Milwaukee Brewers and Colorado Rockies are 0-1.
Weren't the Rangers were in it 2 years in a row, weren't they?
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
When?
When Ron Washington, their coke addict manager, was running the bases in the dugout.
The only active team that's never been to the World Series?
Mariners.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That's a Toledo
Thank you.
History buff of the Mariners.
From 1876 to 1887, Ouch. Major League Baseball players could request where the pitcher threw the pitches during an at-bat. High, low, or middle. And then the umpire adjusted the strike zone to the request.
Huh.
Interesting.
By the way, Toledo, as a Cubs fan who is now...
And you got one.
7 years removed from the championship, I can say this. Let your team continue to struggle and not win one. It steals the joy.
You say that,
Trust
but...
me. No, take it from a Cubs fan and many Cubs fans I've spoken to that say the championship kind of killed my vibe. I don't have a love for opening day anymore because I can't have that back.
You guys have a way, way different history than the Mariners do, though.
But you've never been.
Right. We've never even been.
Yeah. I would rather just be fun and hopeful rather than get what you want and then realize, oh,
so I equate it like this. The only comp I have is football, and I know it's wildly different.
Yeah.
The 90s, the Seahawks stunk.
Yeah.
They tried to move the team, the Bearings did, to pack them up overnight and tried to move them to L.A. in the 90s, and it didn't work. The 90s sucked.
Sure.
Then we got, you know, Holmgren and Matt Hasselbeck went to the Super Bowl, lost to you guys, and that kind of sucked. I'm like, oh, we're never going to get back there. Winning one finally there was awesome.
Football's different.
That's what I said. Football is different. But the only way I equate it to is having the whole decade of the 90s.
No.
Actually, from 89 until 2000.
Just let your Mariners suck for years.
I
it's
don't
better.
Know, man.
It's, I'm telling you right now, the Cubs sucking, it turns out, was more fun. the almost getting it was more fun than actually getting it. It was like chasing the hottest girl in the world. And finally, you bang her, and it wasn't that great.
I don't know. Talk to a Guardy Indian fan.
Yeah. Guard Indians. Look, they've got passion. It destroys your passion. The championship took it away. Did your White Sox won it in 05, right?
Yep.
And after that, you just take this big breath, and you don't care what happens for the next few years.
No, I've changed, though.
Yeah. Back around.
I mean, I was okay for a year or two, and now I'm back in. I'm like, son of a bitch.
I know. It's weird. It's like the Suns. Suns haven't won anything ever. And it's almost more, once they do it, it'll be this big exhale and be like, all right, whew, I can take a break.
I don't have to have
all this stress. It's so stressful.
Don't you think it's just because the Cubs dabbled with it for like two more years and then they just fell off.
And then they took it away from
and
us.
And they sold everything.
It's you know what? It's better to be a Yankee fan. I think we're just all mad.
No!
I think we're just all mad weren't Yankee fans.
Absolutely
they win all the time.
Not.
It's you get a few, you lose a few. It's pretty consistent. Every few years, you're going to grab one.
Screw that noise.
Yeah, I'm out.
It's like the hot guy that constantly gets the hot girl. It's like, yeah, this guy gets laid all the time.
Not happening.
And then you realize as a Cubs fan or a Mariners fan or even Diamondbacks fan, you got laid once. It's almost worse. I got laid once.
What happened there? How did we do that?
I thought this was going to be like all the doors had opened. Nope. I got laid once, and then everyone hated me again.
And you find out a lot that it was an expensive lay.
It was a pricey lay. And it really was okay. I think I can do better. Give me another chance. No.
Now
it's
imagine,
never going to happen again.
Now imagine if you'd chartered that flight.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I'd have been... Yeah, well, look.
It'd be a great story, but...
You got laid once. The Yankees get laid all the time. Your White Sox, they got laid once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stinks.
The last one is there's nothing in the official Major League Baseball rules that forces players to wear hats other than a helmet when batting and running the bases.
You don't have to have one on in the field?
Nope.
Huh. Remember when Ken Griffey turned his around and everybody lost their minds?
Yep. It's still paying off for him.
That was at the All-Star.
He's getting money in for another
year.
That's
his logo.
Yeah. He's the backwards hat kid.
He's the Bonilla of
he's got a lot of money
coming. Reds now.
The average ticket price this year is about $35. And the average fan spends an additional $51 on stuff like concessions, parking, and merch.
That almost seems low.
So it's about $86 a person per game.
Average.
Average.
Now, that's if they sell dollar seats, which every stadium has. The worst seats in the house is a dollar.
Yeah, in order to quarantine.
Brings the average.
Mariners just sent out a big thing, $10 center field seats. Yeah. And they're jacked up way underneath the scoreboard, so... Yeah. But for $10.
A buck at the Diamondbacks ballpark is nobody's buying those.
You get like that teeny tiny pretzel, don't you, for a dollar at the
I don't know.
I think it's a small
pretzel. Go for the mini pretzel. if you're bargain shopping at a ballpark, you're an idiot. I'll take the dollar pretzel, please. It's the size of my index finger.
John Holmberg's morning sickness. The 98.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
A new poll asked 5,000 people in relationships what their favorite date night activities are. Going out to eat is still number one, but a night in.
Oh, Netflix
is number two. Yeah. That is considered a date, whereas in the last 10 years ago, not so much.
Oh, you could date in. We had a little in date.
Yeah.
Uber Eats has helped that a ton.
Just saying the popularity of it, because like, there's some people like, well, that's not considered a date. You need to take me somewhere.
I'm bringing somewhere to you.
Movies, third. Cooking together, fourth.
Ugh. No, that never works out.
Going on a long drive.
You putting sugar in the gravy?
cooking together. No. You like that. You do that with Medea, right? She cooks with you. But it's not a date.
It's not a date.
It's usually an operation.
Yeah, it's usually us screaming at each other.
Right?
What are you doing?
You just take over, right?
You want a fresh one? What are you doing?
I'll give you one across the face.
I need elbow room.
Dr. Jan McGee was the principal of a charter school in Florida, and she was forced to resign after falling for an online scam where she sent $100,000 to someone who claimed to be Elon Musk.
Of the school's money?
It wasn't a knee-jerk reaction, yes.
Oh, just what she needed.
Jan had been talking to Elon for at least 4 months. They chatted about him investing in her school. She mentioned the conversations to her staff, and they were rightfully skeptical. Some even warned her that this person was a fraud. But Jan believed in the fake Elon. And so when he asked her to send $100,000 to his right-hand man named Luis Alberto Fernandez, she fired off a check of the school's account. Name.
You can't Google that? That Elon Musk's right-hand man is not part of the cartel?
His initials are LAF.
Yeah.
The details are hazy, but Jan put matching funds in the memo line. She was apparently under the assumption that writing the check would lead Elon to giving the school $6 million in return.
That's right.
Fortunately, the school's business manager got wind of the payment in time and was able to stop the check before it cleared. In a meeting with the school board members, Jan said, I'm a very smart lady, well-educated. I fell for a scam. The school is looking for a new principal.
Is she hot?
Yeah, is she pretty?
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, you have to be kind of hot to fall for that one. How often did she type, you're not really Elon Musk?
Here's the other thing. It's unclear how Jan was communicating with the fake Elon, too. Did she fall in love with him?
Right.
Did
she? Elon Musk asks you for money. You're not talking to Elon Musk.
Yeah. You know, and people are saying, well, she could have been duped because the Elon impersonator could have bought a verified blue check mark. But still, like sure. you said, you can...
If he asks you for money,
Google
you know.
A little bit about right-hand man.
If anyone you know asks you for money, be skeptical. If anyone you don't know asks you for money, stop communication.
And she was saying to Evan Musk.
Yeah. Close enough. He's my brother. This is my my right-hand man and my banker and financier, Gutierrez, Alfonso Gutierrez.
People get it wrong all the time. It's actually Yvonne.
Yeah, you don't know.
I didn't know that.
Little secret. Please don't tell anyone.
Never mind that. You have to come to my house.
You know, I've needed a house for a while. Can I live with you?
Elon Musk wants to live with me.
Now, don't send money to people who you don't know. You always think, am I the flag lady from the Diamondbacks? Why am I carving the pages of this book out to stuff money in it? Elon's talking to a group of people today about taking a six-month break on AI. Like this group of really smart people are getting together, and I don't know if it's in front of Congress or who or what they're doing, but they're like, hey, let's pump the brakes on the AI thing because the new ChatGPT-4 is so much better than the one that came out in November that they're like, in 8 months' time, if that progression continues, we won't control it.
Yeah.
And if Elon Musk is saying that, and a bunch of smart people, including the inventor of ChatGPT.
I'd listen.
Yeah,
Steve Wozniak from Apple's in on it. Oh, yeah.
6 months, they're just like, shut it off for 6 months. No more progress. And I'm like, I love this thing, but oh, my God.
You know it's not going to happen.
No. It's like what they wish they'd have done with the internet in 2000 so they could kind of corral what was about to happen. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. This stuff's out. And now bad people, the only people that will do it if you put a six-month break on it are bad guys. And they'll have they'll get three steps ahead.
This is a little follow-up. This happened last September. You might not remember it, but there's two men in a fishing tournament. It was the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament. And these two guys end up winning it. Jacob Runyon, he's from Broadview Heights, Ohio, and Chase Comiskey from Hermitage, Pennsylvania. They came in with their load of walleye. And they
sounds dirty.
They won because it's based upon weight. Well, these guys put lead weights into the.
That's a fishing problem. They lead weight.
And they
the
started
bellies.
Filleting the fish, and they found the walleyes in there. They won $28,000.
Yeah,
they're returning that, and the guy also has to pay some fines, including giving up his $100,000 fishing boat.
Oh, because you got a free boat for winning that thing? Or
no,
that
he had this part of his deal. These guys were pro fishermen. And
I've heard that before.
They were caught before, but they didn't have enough evidence on another tournament they were accused of cheating. But they got them on this one.
Seems easy. Don't you cut fish open before you weights fall out of them? They were cheating.
Yeah, I think they, I know they just generally weigh them first, but then...
Right, but don't you have to cut a few? You should cut a few open. Some that feel like maybe they're a little heavier than they look.
This one's big bones.
This fish has big bones.
Yeah.
It's an 18-pound fish. It's the size of the palm of my hand. I don't know how you guys did it.
Someone used a little food hack here to keep your salad fresh, your lettuce and other vegetables. If you own one of those soda streams where you make your own soda...
Mm-hmm.
You put your lettuce in a Ziploc bag, you seal it and leave a little opening over there, put the stem of the soda stream in there, and shoot it with a little CO2.
Hold on, wait a minute, you're staying in there too much.
You seal the bag, you open a little part of the bag open.
So you don't seal it all the way.
Don't seal it all the way. You put the soda stream stem in it.
Okay.
That shoots CO2.
Ah.
And you jack a little CO2 in there.
And this is... For salads?
Because it keeps your lettuce and vegetables longer, almost twice as long without going bad.
Oh. Not a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Lettuce is cheap.
I was going to say, it's like 19 cents a head.
Yeah.
Eat your goddamn lettuce. If it turns brown, throw it away and get another head.
You got to spend $150 on a,
on a soda stream.
If you already had the soda stream.
So what you're saying is fat America is letting a lot of lettuce go. And they're like,
people
if I only had two more days, I'd have eaten it.
I'm sure all the Texas Grill customers are doing that. Well, I got to keep that salad clean. Keep it clean and fresh.
And people so in love with the idea of soda, they have their own manufacturing center. They're eating a lot of salad.
That's a great
yesterday.
Loads of salad.
I mean, I can't, if there's no soda, that I have to make my own.
I get to control how much syrup I put in my own soda.
There's not enough sugar in regular soda. And it also keeps my lettuce fresh for when I throw it at the rabbits.
Ronnie wanted one of those at one time.
A soda stream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put your foot down?
Oh, yeah.
$150 bucks. Crazy?
We have three of them.
See?
Ronnie wanted one. I said no, and then Kirby said please. So we have a stock. I just got a soda fountain. Yeah, we just bought a restaurant. She lives in the back of it. On Wednesday, Pop-Tarts announced its latest flavor: frosted banana bread Pop-Tarts.
Ooh,
I'm interested.
The website describes it as a great balance of banana flavor and spices to mimic the flavor of banana bread.
Mm.
And for a limited time, you can go on their website, the Kellogg's website, and purchase a hand-knitted banana bread sweater.
Yeah, okay.
$45.
I'm not going to wear Pop-Tart clothes.
It'll look good on you.
I don't like Pop-Tarts enough to, you know, wear their clothing.
You had me until that.
Right. It's not a fashion move. It's just a little snack.
Toledo, this one's for you.
Uh-oh.
You'll be excited. Cup Noodles just debuted a new flavor. It's breakfast-flavored ramen that's supposed to taste like sausage, eggs, pancakes, and syrup. They'll be available at select Walmarts for a limited time.
All right, I'll Rob Flanick that for you.
Yeah.
Each cup is $1.18.
There you go.
In.
It's pathetic.
It can't be worse than the Aunt Jemima pancakes in a cup that he ate that time.
I still has
those a lot.
They were good.
I still don't understand that one. Is it a powder or a mush?
It's a cup of powder.
And then you throw it in the microwave.
Throw it in the microwave, heat it up, and it cooks.
But it doesn't turn into batter. It turns into like a cup of pancake junk.
A cup of pancake.
Oof.
And it already has syrup in it, or do you put
a little syrup beads in it?
Oh, God.
Flavor crystals.
That's cancer in a cup.
Brady knows.
Oh, I know he knows. I'm asking you.
Real.
He's excited about this. And notice how indignant he is about saying cup noodles.
People say cup-o noodles just reveal themselves as non-foodies.
There's no O in it. Cup noodles. You know what it reveals to me? You're poor. Want some cup noodles? No. You want a job? No.
John Holmberg's Morning Sickness. The 98. KUPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
We'll get to some radio videos. This first one, John, I just want you to get a taste of it because it's this lady who's a real estate agent. And she's promoting her house by singing a song.
Oh, Brady.
It's miserable.
Okay.
But
this is an English.
I just want to see how long you can tolerate
Let's
this.
Let's see. This is a test to see how long I can handle. Lady trying to sell her house with a tune she wrote.
It's a never-ending story.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
This old house.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. There's so much here to see. Living room. All covered with these beams.
Somebody call OJ.
And solar panels too.
Okay. Well, she's got a place to groom dogs in it.
There is so
yeah, you can have your own business.
The never-ending property.
Where's the well I can stuff her in?
She's got people out back.
Call OJ. She's blonde. You take care of those.
He'll handle it.
I heard you got a house for sale.
You got a porch at this place? I didn't take care of business. What is going on with you singing that? That's dumb.
Let's take a look at the front door.
Why don't you stand right here by the door and I'll sneak up behind you and I'll carry you through the threshold to heaven.
Wow. All right. Well, that was annoying.
We got a little road rash video here. A guy on a motorcycle recording the other dude popping a wheelie.
Oh, there's a guy popping a wheelie on the freeway. He's the one next to him. And he wasn't paying attention. He ran right into the car in front of him. Wheelie guy, fine. Cameraman, down.
All his buddies?
Oh, he's up.
Keep going.
He's up. He's picking his bike up. Oh, no. He's dead. His helmet hitting the ground again. It's a good wheelie, though. Except for when the other guy crams into the Accord.
Wow. Look how the other guys keep going.
Yep. See you, dude. Yikes.
Peace out.
You're lost.
Careful, bike week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, zit popping. Here we go.
Guys popping a zip. We'll pay off at the end.
Wait,
is that this video, really?
You can't say that. What is going on?
Zit ends with a T.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to say it with a T at the end. Popping a zip.
Is that for your Vietnam veteran listeners?
That's what Grandpa, he used to say stuff like that. And we go, okay, let's just get him away from company.
Korean War vet.
Ready to bring in Jim Wilson to my house, ready to popping zips all over the place.
No,
like, no, Grandpa. Hey, look, in the backyard, there's something to do. All right, he's popping a zit for all you people that lost what pop was off. Oh, yeah! Oh, it's a fake video where it looks like the zit falls into an old lady's mouth.
Real. But,
oh, it does not look real.
Oh, it's good.
I love her chomping.
Oh, dude. Dude just had a worm came out of his head.
I think that might have been a worm. It looked like it.
Oh. All right.
Now we got a chick storm in the field. It doesn't go too well. She jumps the fence.
Jumps the fence, too. Oh, no, she doesn't. She was going to run out of the field.
Second time. Hanging out by the sprinkler.
The sprinkler kills her. What kind of... It's girl sports, so the sprinklers are on.
Well, it's girl down anyway, so it's, she's getting a head start on it.
I think that's the actual sport. Can a girl make it across the field?
Next one's a couple of...
That lady just fell twice in 8 feet.
Oops.
All right. Wow.
Couple of hot girls that drank too much.
Yeah. Man. All right. Now we're talking, Brady.
We'll take the one on the right.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
The hottest of the two puking all over. The incredible...
Chunky style.
Oh, Lord. That girl is so hot. And the blonde one doesn't... budge. Oh, she's just getting vomited all over. Oh, and it's just pouring out of her. She's chewing it. Oh. I could watch this for days, though. It looks like Emily Ratajkowski throwing up on everything Jennifer Aniston should look like. Oh, show me again. This is hot. Oh, those lips on the puker. The puker's gorgeous.
Oh, sound. The sound.
The blonde isn't moving.
They make it a bet?
And then she goes for a second round because it's all background over there.
Yeah. Oh, it's so hot. Oh. That is like a money shot. I could watch that for days. Look at them all. They're all tangled up. Oh, show it again. I like that.
Oh, one last
time. Yeah. Oh, look at those lips. Pretty.
Oh, they're nice.
Chocolate fountains.
Oh, this is like... I just figured out I like something called model puking.
Chocolate rain.
I think model puking is the thing I'm into. Models throwing up on each other. I've got to go home. I enjoyed that.
Last one's a carnival. I'm going to say death.
Okay. That was one of those.
Swinging circular wipes that go
all the way around. Oh, and then somebody falls out. Oh, no, no.
Oh,
man. You're okay.
Yeah, they just get like a golf swing simulator with people involved. Oh, and the guy tumbles out right there, and then it comes back and cuts him in half. Oh, man.
Wow. They got to ride free for a while.
Good God. Where's the models throwing up on each other? Would that be? I like that a lot. Oh, Brett, what do you got?
All right.
Oh, that
What was she eating? It looked like corned beef cabbage or something, like hash. There was like chunks of white. Like she had potatoes.
It was like chocolate. So it could be some Russian
like long rice.
Some borscht of some sort.
It was a dark gravy.
Oh, it might have been borscht.
I think it was probably Russian borscht. And, you know, like a good model, she threw it up.
Yeah.
Pierogies.
Yeah, you don't want to digest that. That's bad for your look. Yuck. You eat it and you get rid of it. That's why the other one didn't even budge. They're just used to models throwing up on each other.
Oh.
I like sexy bulimia, I think, more than anything we've shown on this this segment.
This one's entitled, When You Order Your Car Parts, the express route.
Oh, no. This is usually a guy speeding by. and car parts fly off. Oh, he's working on a car in the front, and yep. another guy. Oh, for no reason. A car just comes in and hits a guy working on his car in the driveway.
Look at
that's
the guys.
Terrible.
Look at the bus stop people.
Oh, it's tough.
You're right, bro?
You have a bus stop in your front yard.
Oh, he's moving. Oh, no, that's.
He lost control and drove through someone's yard and just hit a guy working on his car.
And then they walk away.
These guys are like, I didn't see anything. I'm out of here.
We weren't Peace driving. Out.
That dude is leaving, isn't he?
Yep. We weren't driving, so see ya.
Well, the other guy, the driver's hanging around. The passenger's going to wait for the bus. He's leaving.
They're up to no
good. Bro, you out of here? Let's go.
That group is bad.
Stolen car.
Wouldn't the driver be the one running then?
Yeah, I think so, but.
Passenger's done. Holy cow. We witnessed like four crimes in one.
This one.
God, I hope it's models throwing up on each other.
Nope.
Huh. All right. Brett's just going to let the video do the talking. Here we go. Guy jumping from a second story into the pool, and he misses. Oh, no.
Ouch.
Oh, he didn't quite miss.
You got sound on?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got the wrong thing turned up. Here we go.
This slab.
Here's a guy hitting.
Sound makes it worse.
Oh, that's him hitting the deck of the pool.
That's every broken bone.
Oh, that's him. He's landing on his back.
Oh. Wow. Is that your people, Brett?
No.
No, they don't. They don't jump into a pool from the second floor. They throw someone in. They didn't make it. What a shame! The pool party was ruined.
All right, and here's a bike race.
Brett's got some gems today. Whoa. A hairpin turn on a Peloton. Oh, he's into the car.
He needs some milk.
What? Oh, this guy's 100 miles an hour into the side of a car and a hairpin turn and like
a milk.
And he needs World a glass star. Of milk. Milk will fix that. Oh, my God.
All and, right. Well, we haven't had a beheading in a while, so let's just go there,
come
shall
on,
we?
Man.
Oh,
watch. Oh, and he landed 50 yards away.
Cleared the truck bed.
A guy riding a motorcycle into a lifted forklift's fork.
That is a grape.
And it pops his head up onto the flatbed.
Oh, my goodness.
Where in the world is this happening?
Up over the pallet of drywall. Oh,
the kick is good. It goes right over. Oh, my God.
Wow.
How does he not see the forklift in front of him? He's riding his motorcycle like 40 miles an hour. Oh, my God. And his head goes, 25 feet? Nice arc.
Pop!
Yep, just inside the right upright.
Oh, it's good. That is insane. Whew. How do you not see that?
Oh, my God.
How does he keep... He's not texting. He's looking forward. Oh, wow. He's not going to need that head anymore.
And we'll end there.
Thanks, Brett.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing me where nightmares start. Wow. Whew. Could I see those girls puking again?
All right.
Or that one? Look at how hot she is, though. Seriously.
Oh, they're both hot.
Yeah, I like the dark-haired one better. The blonde one's kind of got caveman teeth. They stick out of the... Yeah, they're just too... They're too prominent. Oh, that one is so hot.
They're a bit of a picket fence.
Yeah. They're oh, man. I just like that they're so hot, but puking is just so normal.
Great vomit rack.
Oh, just look at that. Oh, my God, do I like this. I really like that.
You'll be looking at puke videos on Pornhub.
Just because they can't gain weight. That's the best part. Those girls will always look good. After a shower, they're right back to their standard 105, 108 weight.
Ugh.
None of that food got digested. It's perfect. She's a perfect girl. You had those big lips that she had put in. She kept those in her body, but food, that's out of the question. That doesn't stay in very long.
And then she's going like this.
And she's doing that thing because it's falling, like chunks are coming out so she doesn't choke to death on those beautiful lips. I would kiss her right after that.
No, you
That's how
wouldn't.
Pretty.
Stop it.
That's how pretty she is. I wouldn't touch the blonde. Ugh. But that dark-haired one that's got, she's all clear, man. You feel better, baby? Yeah. Here's a mint. go back in the room and gag some more of that out.
I don't even think Listerine would kill that.
No, that's pretty good stuff. I like that. Anyway, well, there you go. It is 8:11 in the morning sickness. God, that she's just that good looking. I can tolerate that. Oh, poor baby. I'll hold your hair. I love her. Find out her name. I want to see if she's got more hot model puke videos I need to see. The Sklar brothers are going to join us in a little bit. There goes your Brady report.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.